Well, this is Rose McCall, the Platinum Diva. It's been a while since I've had a chance to record. I have been traveling a bit and trying to put some things in order for the future. I'm looking toward getting a second car because my children have now literally taken over my schedule, my adults. And one of the things that I wanted to talk about today are doing pageants and your responsibility as a competitor or contestant. So once again, this is the Platinum Diva Speaks, Rose McCall coming at you from Montgomery, Alabama. Being invited to do a pageant can be a thrill and a half. Doing a pageant with little to no experience is all the ingredients you need for a nightmare. And I mean that. This past few weeks, I've been reviewing photos, videos, and headshots from several pageants. Ms. Pageants, Mrs. Pageants, Miss Pageants, from a variety of systems. I'm not going to say which ones, of course. But you'll understand once you hear my comments, because the comments apply to all areas and phases of pageantry, regardless of your age. Here's my take, with 36 years of experience in pageantry, on five things. Everybody has to do a headshot or a formal introduction shot. And one of the things that you need to be aware of is that some women, especially younger ones, settle, in quotation marks, on something they pulled out of their closet because they A, couldn't afford to, didn't want to, didn't even look at the fact that they might be able to purchase something that would go well with what they're doing. I'm a huge proponent on shopping early so that I can have something in the back of my closet that I can use in the future. I saw a meme the other day and it says, don't save all your good clothes for later. Wear them now because you may never get another chance. But that's not necessarily true. If you see something on sale or you spot something you want, get it. You never know when you'll have a chance to use it. I am looking down the road in a couple of years to possibly getting married. And while sifting around in one of my local flea markets, I found a dress from David's Bridal, which was a sample. You know, everybody has samples that other women try on and then they order the dress that they want from that sample. And it was a $700 dress. I got it for $100. It was in my size. It fits perfectly with my theme because I'm going to wear three white gowns. So it all worked out well. This is kind of with posing and getting photos ready when you do a pageant. It shows in the way you pose, the fit of your clothes, and how comfortable you are as the subject. If you don't get anything that suits you as an individual or that you like or want to wear, then there will be something about it that just doesn't sit right. Two, your overall appearance, your hair, your makeup, your outfit, are the first impression that pageant leadership and judges will see of you. Make it not just a good one, but your best one. Years ago, when I judged for Miss Alabama, the Miss Alabama program, I would go out and do and judge preliminaries. And they would bring us these books with all the girls' photos, their headshots. And one of the things that the director at the time warned us about was don't get too caught up in looking at the headshots because some of them have been airbrushed beyond recognition. A few years later, an edict if you want to call it that, came down from the national and state offices that basically said, your headshot should look like you when you walk into the room. So it's very important to choose a good photographer who will not over airbrush your flaws. I have a friend right now online who does a beautiful job with their makeup, but you know, some people put zones in their makeup, and then you're supposed to blend those zones so that your makeup looks perfectly natural. This particular person underblends, which means you can see every zone she put in her face. She has gotten better, but you still see the zones. Then I have another friend who, she's a little bit older than me by a couple of years, but she wants to be young again. She wants to be youthful. So when she does her headshots for pageants, she takes new headshots and the photographer airbrushes them so that she looks 15 years younger than her actual age. That's never a good thing when you're competing and you get to the pageant thinking that you're going to do wonderful and everything's going to be great, and you don't look like your photo. So look at the photographer's work before you let him shoot you. Do some test shoots. If you like his test shots that he's done and your makeup is perfect and you've been airbrushed just sufficiently, not overdone, but just enough to take away a flyaway hair or remove a shadow or perhaps correct a blemish, don't overdo it, then go with the photographer. He'll understand what he's doing, right or wrong. Third, I love the fact that some organizations want to welcome all comers to the possible chance to wear their crowns. You know who I'm talking about. But what good is it to do so when they pick the same style model every season? Yes, every girl can wear a crown. Every girl. But every girl may not be the one they want for that particular crown. You may have the best personality in the world, but if you come in looking like something the cat dragged in off the street, it's not going to qualify you for that crown. A friend told me once that she had suddenly decided to do a pageant. So she jumped on the opportunity to do the paperwork with 6 weeks left. 6 weeks. Who does a pageant in 6 weeks? Clothing, hair, makeup, photos, training. A year, maybe. You look at the pageant, you see you want to do it. Give yourself a year. Even if the pageant is in September or October, and this is January, then you've given yourself that window. Every month, set a goal, get something accomplished. We'll go more into that in a few minutes. Welcome to Thing One. All right, here we are again. Again, thank you for listening. I didn't realize it was March 28th, the last time I recorded something. So that tells me a great deal. I've had too much on my plate the last couple of months. And I've been planning for the Alabama Senior America Pageant since I'm the new state director. So I've been shopping for things to use for the pageant as I prepare to get everything put together, because I'm basically a committee of about four people right now, mainly a committee of one, although I do have a potential helper out there in the background and my two kids. But anyway, I'll talk about that later. All right. Four. If you're serious about throwing your money into any pageant, I don't care what age you are, what you're doing, or what you have planned for in life, the best thing I can suggest to you is that you do what I call advanced reconnaissance. Go in and look for a pageant that you think you might want to do. And nothing big, do something small. Do something state local kind of thing that all you have to do is a beauty walk where you show up on stage, answer a question, and it's done. Or you can do one that involves a judge's interview of 3 to 5 minutes, show up on stage, do your bit. No talent. If you don't have any talent, please don't do a pageant that involves talent. And then, get your feet wet. Worst thing a future pageant queen can do is show up at a pageant with soggy feet, okay? You stood in the water too long, basically, is what I mean. You've waited too long to get it done. So please, please, please prep first, all right? Please do the following. Get a coach. I don't know how many times I can say that. It's very important. If you can't afford a coach, then find someone who has done some major pageants and had success with them and seek out their advice and assistance. Get them to go to the pageant with you that you picked out if it's local. Make a road trip, as I always say. When I make a road trip to a pageant, I do 4 things. Number one, I find out how far away the pageant is. Find out how much the tickets are. Book a room. Gas up my car. Hit the road. Make notes when I get there. I had a habit of going to preliminaries for Junior Miss when I was a preliminary judge. I just visit out of the blue, just go to a pageant and sit down, and I'd get the notebook or the program book, that was for that pageant. And I would make notes under the girls' names, what they wore, how they did, whatever. And I remember one night, a lady saw me making notes and she kind of eases over to me and she says, "What are you writing?" What am I writing? As I told her, I'm just making some notes. My daughter is interested in doing this pageant, and I just wanted to make sure I got everything. Oh, and she went back over and she told her friends. It happens. Somebody will always think you're out there spying on their kids, and you really aren't. You're just making notes for the future so you'll know what to tell somebody else who's competing in a pageant. Watch videos if possible. There are hundreds of them on YouTube. Go to some of the pageant specialty sites like VIP Pageantry and one or two others that specialize in pageants. And in specializing in those pageants, they have recorded them. Now, some of them are going to cost you a couple of bucks, anywhere from $20 to $35. But you get a month's worth of viewing. And what I normally do is block time in my day, and I might sit and watch 3 or 4. If I project them on my television by way of my laptop, I might even record them so I can go back and watch them later. When major pageants appear on TV, or when they used to appear on TV, like Miss America and Miss USA and Miss Universe, which I miss dreadfully on regular television, I would always record them so that I could go back and watch them later. So by all means, watch the videos. I've sent potential contestants or potential student contestants online videos of pageants, and most of them seem astonished to know that they could get the pageants and watch them, or they hadn't seen them in so long. It's very important that you pay attention. That's one of the key factors in being a good beauty queen. Win, lose, or draw, always pay attention. Go see a pageant before you start training, buying, or prepping for your chance of a lifetime. I keep 3-4 notebooks. Two of them I keep beside my bed. The other two are sitting in corners with things in them that I can go back and refer to later, where I make mental notes, pull copies of pictures out that I want to keep so that they're always handy. That way I have something to refer to, because you're, after all, prepping for the job of a lifetime. Find out about sponsors from your potential pageant source. Get to know the director. That's a good way to find out about when pageants are going to be and, you know, how hard you're going to have to work for it. And they may even be able to refer you to someone who can help you do the pageant. Finally, if you plan on being a success in pageantry, make it your mission. And when I say mission, I mean focus on it. How many women see a man they want to marry, or men see a woman they want to marry, or whatever your proclivities are, and don't make a mission out of meeting that person and introducing yourself? I don't mean stalking them, okay? Meet them, exchange phone numbers, or take them for a drink or at dinner, and get to know them. Pageant is the same way. Go see the pageant. Meet the directors. Know the director by name. I know 4 pageant directors right now by name, and I can walk up to them and call them by name. It's very important that you know, get to know the people where you want to be a part of. Create the vision. When they see you walk in the room, they think, wow, is she in the pageant? I watched an Indian pageant a couple of weeks ago. And, I'm winding up on my time for my second, the end of thing two. Let me save that story for the next round. All right, I'll be right back. Okay, we're back. We're off, up and running for thing three. As I was saying, create the vision. I was surfing a couple of the video and movie sites that I have access to on my laptop. And I just happened to see a movie that was about an Indian beauty queen. I forgot what they called her, but it was one of those, like you have a Miss Nigerian USA, Miss Nigeria America. This one was a Miss India something, 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 California. And it was all about this young lady who had never done a pageant before. Very intelligent girl, very interested in school, valedictorian, socially adept, but pushy, because she wanted things done her way. However, the pageant world and her overenthusiastic ambition didn't always gel. However, it did come to a happy end. She committed the most grievous of errors in the pageant. She stole, took, mislaid, misappropriated the gown of one of her competitors, who apparently didn't really want to be in the pageant anyway, but she removed the girl's gown and hid it in her suitcase. And of course, she volunteered to show everybody, hey, I don't have it. Somebody else has it. And her best friend found out that she had taken it later. And her best friend demanded that she go to the girl and let her know that she's the reason and that she was going to pull out because she won the title. The girl won the title, but the other girl who was supposed to win the title did not. The girl who was supposed to win the title accepted her apology, but then she punched her right in the nose, which serves her right. I mean, she did something she shouldn't have done. You don't take advantage of someone because they are your competition. I've heard of horror stories of girls' gowns being ruined and things being spilled on them, or they accidentally got cut, things of that nature. That's why I carry a spare gown everywhere I go. It's always good to have my mother used to say it's always good to have one in your back pocket. But she wasn't talking about gowns. She was talking about sermons. So yes, it's good to have a backup gown. It's almost good to put the backup gown out so that your competition doesn't see what you're really going to wear, because they might be wearing the same thing, or you can change your mind after you see theirs and say, oh, I can do better than that. That's just me. Okay. Now that you've created that vision and you've walked in and you're looking spectacular and you've got all the all of your fellow contestants in a panic, never back off or allow anyone to steal your dream, because this is more challenging today than ever. Bullying is a big problem in our industry at the moment. And it mostly comes from trolls, people who don't compete, people who sit at home and say, well, you're not my idea of Miss USA. They did that to Chesley Christ. Or I don't like this, that, or the other about you. Your body is too masculine. Okay, let's just separate the fat from the lean. I'm an African-American woman, and I am what in my circuit is called a fluffy, a woman who is round, curvy. In Chesley Chris' situation, she had been a runner, so her body had more musculature. Most Black women who compete in pageants, if they've done exercises and things of that nature, their bodies tend to have a more muscular line to it. Not everybody develops muscles the same way. Some develop more than others. Some don't develop any at all. If you're worried about people not liking you in pageantry, take a number. There are a lot of people out there that are not going to like you just because you're you. So here's what I have to say about that. Be your fabulous, authentic, diva-ish self, and don't give a flip about what someone else says. Keep moving forward. You're not on a treadmill. You're not going to stop walking and suddenly go back 5 years. Life moves forward. The sun rises, the sun sets, the moon comes up, the sun rises, the sun goes down, the moon comes up again. Nothing is set in stone. It doesn't have to always be that way at the same time. One day there will be a double-digit Miss USA, Miss America, Miss Universe. She will finally look like the rest of the women in the world, like the rest of her female counterparts. The current Miss India, in fact, has a problem with, I think it's Crohn's disease or some other ailment, and she can only eat certain things. So during the time of her competition and prepping for Miss Universe, she stayed away from a lot of the foods that she would normally eat so that she could keep her weight down. But once she had a chance to relax and had the crown under her belt, she decided to feed not just her body, but her spirit. And, you know, I even had to look at the pictures twice thinking that maybe she had put on a little weight, but I thought, well, she settled into her body. Not everybody's happy when you settle into your body. I settled into my body when my first child was born in 1989. Then I lost the weight. It worked for a while, but I settled into my mother's body later. Trust me, I look a lot like my mother after she had had my brother and I. Okay. Those are my tips for pageant competition. And one of the things that I want to emphasize one last time is that none of us is perfect. We all have our issues. Be kind to one another. Be loving and gentle to one another. Okay? Because life's not easy. Also, three things: hand sanitizer, mask, and gloves. Remember those. Don't just pack them and take them with you. Keep them in your car. Keep a set in your handbag. Make sure that they're a regular staple in your life, because there are a lot of germs around these days. I heard about monkeypox the other day, and it was very distressing because I had chickenpox when I was a little kid, and they caught it in time enough so that I didn't suffer too grievously, although I do have a couple of chickenpox scars. They're small. I have outgrown them, praise God. And at one time, almost had smallpox when I was little, but I got the vaccination. As I've said before, I am a measles, mumps, rubella girl. I have gotten every shot ever known that I ever needed. And I'm still doing my part to keep myself safe. So I hope you do the same. This is Rose McCall, the Platinum Diva, signing off. Self-care is the best care. Love you.